哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，Peace be with you all。
我们今天晚上一起学习的题目是属灵的改革者。
And in this evening topics, I would like to share with you the spiritual reformer。
我们最近都在礼拜五的晚上查考有关于列王的故事。
And in the past Friday evening, we have been studying about kings。
记得我们上一次所讲的一个王约坦，他不上圣殿。
And last time we talked about King Jotham, and he did not come to the temple.
然后他的儿子亚哈斯，因为他父亲的影响，他本身也是非常坏的皇。
And because of his father's influence, King Hazia was not a good king.
那我们今天来看看他的儿子西西家王到底是他的一生有什么特别的事情可以让我们学习。
And now we study about his son, King Hezekiah.And what can we learn from it?
我们请打开历代志下二十九章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicle.
历代志下二十九章第一节。
Chapter 29, verse 1.
历代志下二十九章第一节。
Second Chronicle, chapter 29, verse 1.
一到二节。
1 to 2. Hezekiah was 25 years old in Jerusalem, 29 years. Hezekiah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. His mother's name was Abijin, daughter of Zechariah. Verse 2. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and just as his father David had done.
西西家本身，这里圣经所告诉我们的，他是一个很好的王。
And King Hezekiah is a very good king.
他一生所做的，是在神眼前是为正的事情。
And he did.Right in the eyes of God.
不单止这样，他在属灵上也是一个改革者。
Not only that, he is also a spiritual reformer.
他的爸爸是亚哈斯王。
His father is King Ahaz.
Ahaz. 上次我们查考到，他是个非常的坏的王。
And last time we studied, he was a very bad king.
越困难的时候，越发得罪耶和华。
And at difficult times, he sinned against God the more.
那么我们在想了。那么坏的王，怎么样会有一个那么好的孩子呢
？And let us think for a minute, how come such a bad king has such a good son?
西西家做了很多有意义的事情。
Hezekiah did a lot of good things.
可以，他所做的刚刚好跟他爸爸是相反的。
And the thing that he did was the opposite of what his father has done.
我们看二十八章的第二十四节啊。
Let's turn back to chapter 28.
24节。
Verse 24.
这里说亚哈斯将神殿里的器皿都聚集了，毁坏了，而且封锁了耶和华的殿的门。
Hazza gathered together the furnishings from the temple of God and took them away, and he shut the door of the Lord's temple and shut up altars at every street and corner in Jerusalem.
但是呢，西西家呢，刚好跟他爸爸相反。
Hezekiah did the opposite thing what his father has done.
我们看第二十九章第三节。
Let's continue chapter 29, verse 3. In the first month of the first year of his reign, he opened the door of the temple of the Lord and repaired them.
这里告诉我们，西西家重新打开圣殿的门。
Here it tells us that he reopened the door.
他选择在元年的正月做这件很重要的事。
And he chose the first year, the first month to do this thing.
为什么他要这样做呢
？Why did he do it?
他一定是有他的理由的。
He must have a good reason for it.
他把圣殿的门打开了。
He opened the door of the temple.
他重新要洁净这个圣殿。
And he determined to cleanse this temple.
那为什么他要这样做
？Why would he do so?
我们来看二十九章。
Let us turn to 29, chapter 29.
第八节哈。
Verse 8.
我们从第六节开始看起。
Start from verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6. Our father was unfaithful. They did evil in the eyes of the Lord, our God, and forsook him. They turned their faces away from the Lord's dwelling place and turned their backs on him.
第七节。
Verse 7. They also shut the doors of the portico and put out the lamps. They did not burn incense or present any burnt offering at the sanctuary in the Lord.Of Israel. Verse 8. Therefore the anger of the Lord has fallen on Judah and Jerusalem. He has made them an object of dread and honor and a horror and scorn as you can see with your own eyes.
为什么西西家会勇敢地做出这种属灵的改革?
Why King Hezekiah such a courage to do such a reform.
西西家是25岁才当王。
He was a king at the age of 25.
25岁之前, 他看他的爸爸所做的很多事。
At the age of 25, obviously have seen a lot of things what his father has done.
然后他也看到爸爸做了这些事之后的结果是百姓在受苦。
And that the consequence that the father has did, the people has suffered.
百姓得不到神的祝福。
The people did not receive blessing from God.
很痛苦。
They suffered.
所以他心里暗暗地立了志向。
So in his heart, he has made a determination.
有一天我当王,
that when one day I became king,
我要做我父亲完全不一样的事情。
I want to do the things that are opposite to my father did.
我父亲离弃了神。
My father departed from God.
我要回来神的身边。
I must return to God's side.
西西家的信仰是完全从自己的心里面思考、考察而得的结果。
And King Hezekiah did all this is because of his heart. He has studied and researched what his father has done.
西西家的信仰不是他爸爸培养他的。
His faith was not cultured by his father.
跟他爸爸一点关系都没有。
It has nothing to do with his father.
是他自己思想得来的。
It was all because of what he thinks.
所以西西家在整个旧约里面可以说是个非常好的王。
So in the Old Testament, we can say King Hezekiah is a very good king.
所以我们常常在讲啊, 爸爸对儿女的影响到底会是怎么样呢?
So we also often wonder what can a father influence their children.
有两种可能性。
There are two possibilities.
就是可能是儿子完全学爸爸跟爸爸一模一样。
One is that the father will imitate whatever the father did.
另外一个可能性。
And the other possibility.
就是儿子啊已经看了很久看不下去了以后我长大一定不要跟爸爸一样。
That the son has seen what the father did and couldn't stand what he did and he will determine to do what is opposite to him.
我在教会里面看到很多例子。
In the church, I have seen many examples.
真的，只有这两样，跟爸爸一模一样，或者是跟爸爸完全相反。
And truly, they are like what I have said. The one, the same as the father, and the other one is the opposite to what the father did.
西西家他选择对了。
And King Hezekiah made the right choice.
他爸爸既然做得不好，就不要去学他。
And since the father did wrong, and he did not imitate him.
爸爸的错误不要重复在我这一代身上。
And the father's wrong would not repeat it in my generation.
这个是很重要的。
And this is a very important.
今天我们想想。
Today, let us think.
你有没有敬畏神的父母?
Have you have a parents that worship God?
你有没有热心的父母?
Do you have a parents that are zealous for the Lord?
如果有。
If you have,
你一定要学他们,
you must imitate them.
如果没有,
if you don't have,
如果你父母已经离开了神了,
if your parents have departed from God,
如果你们的家族因为父母离开了神而受苦了,
if your parents have departed from God and have suffered,
你自己要回来,
and you must return.
我们教会早期有一个工人非常出名,
in the early days of our church, there is a very popular person.
但是因为他很骄傲,
but because he was proud,
自己号称是真耶稣教会的创始者,
and he claims that he is the founder of True Jesus Church.
离开了道理,
and he strayed from the truth.
离开了真耶稣教会,
he departed from True Jesus Church.
自己成立真耶稣教会,
and he himself created another True Jesus Church.
带走了很多人,
and he has brought away many people.
这个是在我们教会里面一段很黑暗的,很不荣耀神的一个事情。
And this is a history that is very black in our church history.
但是呢, 神是公义的。
But God is righteous.
任何破坏教会的人呢, 神不会祝福他的。
Anybody destroyed the church, God will not bless him.
啊, 那个人本身后来就发疯了。
And later on, this person has gone crazy.
那个人自己呢, 也是离开了神了。
And himself has departed from God.
他的儿子,
and his son,
看着眼泪, 看着眼泪, observe,
has observed.
后来他反省。
And later on, he awakened.
他跟别人讲,
and he told people,
我爸爸做错了,
that my father has done wrong.
我们家里得不到神的祝福,
and my family has not received blessing from God.
自从爸爸离开了道理之后,
and ever since my father has departed from the truth,
我们家里没有平安过,
my family has not received peace at all.
没有得到神的祝福,
never received blessing.
所以我们要悔改,
so we must repent.
这今天很重要。
So today is very important for us.
西西家王知道他爸爸做错了。
That King Hezekiah knew his father has done wrong.
但是他现在自己有机会了。
But now he has the chance.
他要做一个属灵的改革。
That he wants to do a spiritual reform.
他要带领百姓回到神的前面。
He wants to bring the people back before God.
他选择在1月 一个一年的元年的正月来做这件事情。
He has chosen the first year, the first month to do this matter.
元年就是西西家当王的第一年。
And that is the year that King Hezekiah became king.
正月就是十二个月中间的第一个月。
And first month is the beginning of the 12th month.
为什么在元月在元年的正月要做这个事
？And why would he have chosen this month and this year？
因为西西家等了很久了。
Because King Hezekiah has waited a long time.
他知道最重要的事情就是要重新修补跟神的关系。
And he knows that he has to repair the broken relationship with God.
如果一个人或者是一个家庭、一个国家跟神的关系是不好的话
，If a person, a family, or a country don't have a good relationship with God.
无论他做什么事情
，No matter what he did，
都是得不到祝福的。
He will not receive blessing.
所以他知道最重要的不是搞政治。
So he knows that it is the important thing is not politics.
不，最重要的不是要盖房子。
And the not important thing or to build buildings.
最重要的是要跟神重新修补那个已经破坏了的关系。
And the most important thing to him is to rebuild the relationship between him and God.
今天我们也是一样。
This is similar for us today.
2009年已经来了。
Year 2009 is here.
2009年的正月已经来了。
And the first month is here. 2009
年的第一个礼拜已经来了。
The year 2009 is here. A week is here.
你对2009年有什么期待？
What do you have for year 2002 as your hope?
你自己对2009年有什么期待？
What yourself has hope in the year 2009?
你的家庭对2009年有什么期待？
How about your family? Do you have hope for year 2009?
我们整个教会对2009年有什么期待？
How about the church? Do the church have a hope for year 2009?
最重要的先回转到神的面前。
And what is most important is to turn back to God.
重新来修补跟他的关系。
And start anew to build this relationship.
那么西西家他怎么做呢？
And how did Hezekiah did it?
可以用四个字来形容，就是洁净圣殿。
And we can use the word cleansing the temple.
我们看第二十九章。
Let us turn to chapter 29.
他召集第四节。
Verse 4.
他召集的祭司和利未人来跟他们讲。
And he brought the priests and the Levites together.
第五节,
verse 5. And he said, Listen to me, Levite, consecrate yourself now and consecrate the temple of the Lord, the God of your father. Remove all defilement from the sanctuary.
西西家所做的第一件事情就是召集人到神的面前。
The first thing he did was to gather or assemble all the people before him.
领导的人很重要。
The leaders are very important.
领导者他尽自己的角色来带领。
The leader take up his an important role to lead people.
这个时候，祭司很多都已经没有工作了。
And the priest has got no job.
利未人也没有献祭了。
And the Levite does not sacrifice offerings anymore.
他们分散在全国了。
They all been scattered throughout the country.
大概灵性也软弱了。
Perhaps their spiritual faith is weak.
也不配来侍奉，因为已经脏了。
And they are not worthy, perhaps, to serve God because they are have been defiled.
但是这个时候，有一个人要出来，就是西西家。
But this person has came up, and that is King Hezekiah.
如果他不做，谁来做呢？
If he didn't do it, who else can do it?
所以他一定要做。
So therefore, he must do it.
他跟所有的圣职人员还有领导人讲。
And he gathered all the leaders. And told them.
当听我说，现在你们要洁净自己。
So said, listen to me. You must consecrate yourself.
为什么要洁净自己呢？
Why must we consecrate ourselves?
因为不洁净自己，神就不同工。
Because if we don't consecrate ourselves, God will not abide with us.
跟神的关系最根本的就是我们圣不圣洁。
The basic requirement is whether we are clean or not.
如果不圣洁的话，
if we are not clean,
无论我们做什么事情，神都不会跟我们在一起的。
No matter what we do, God will not abide with us.
所以西西家跟圣职人员说，利未人还有祭司说，你们要自洁。
So Hezekiah told the leaders that they must consecrate themselves.
我们看旧约的撒迦利亚书第三章。
Let us turn to the Old Testament, Zechariah chapter 3.
撒迦利亚书第三章。
Zechariah chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
撒迦利亚书第三章第一节。
Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angels of the Lord, and Satan standing at the right side of the Lord.
第二节。
Verse 2. Accusing him. Verse 2. The Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuked you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuked you. Is it not this man burning sticks snatched from the fire?"
第三节.
Verse 3. Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel.
这里在灵里面有一个意象，天使指给撒加利亚看。
In the spiritual realm, there is a vision that God showed to Zacharias.
当时在重建圣殿。
At that time, they were rebuilding the temple.
但时候有一个祭司，大祭司叫约书亚。
And there was a high priest, and his name was Joshua.
但是呢，在他旁边，在他右手边有撒旦站在他的右手边。
However, at his right side, there was Satan.
与他作对。
And was opposing him.
魔鬼的名字又叫做撒旦。
And the name of Satan, the name of devil is Satan.
撒旦的意思就是跟他作对的意思。
Satan means opposition.
我们要记住，我们做什么圣工都有魔鬼跟我们作对。
We must remember that whenever we do holy work, there is Satan opposing us.
为什么他会跟我们作对呢？
Why is he opposing us?
他一定是有机会才会跟我们作对的。
There is a chance then he would do it.
平常他没有办法跟我们作对的。
At a regular time, he would not be able to oppose us.
为什么他可以站在约书亚的右手跟他作对呢？
Why would he at the right hand side of Joshua opposing him?
因为他不干净。
Because the reason was Joshua was filthy.
他穿着污秽的衣服。
Was not clean because he was wearing a filthy clothes.
所以每次他想用右手来做这个圣工。
So whenever he used the right hand to do holy work,
右手代表力量,
the right hand represent power.
但是他每一次出手,
but whenever he lift up his hand, Satan would oppose him.
没有力量的原因就是因为衣服不干净。
And the reason for not having power is because his clothing was filthy.
所以今天我们也是一样。
So this is similar to us.
为什么神要我们做圣工?
Why does God want us to do holy work?
我们常常这个问题。
We must often think of this question.
神讲一句话, 可以全天下, 天地万物都造齐了。
And a word from God, everything will be assembled.
神真的需要我们替他做什么吗?
Do you think that God needs us to do things for him?
没有力量做, 要我们去替他做呢?
Is God has no power and needs us to do things for him?
神完全可以自己来做。
God can do everything by himself.
为什么今天神要我们去做?
So why do God need us to do?
不是要我们为他完成什么大的伟业。
It's not what God want us to accomplish great things.
而是神要我们学习圣洁。
It's the thing that God require from us is to learn to be clean.
在做圣工的过程当中, 学习 holiness, 圣洁这个观念。
In the process of serving him in holy work, we must be purified, holy.
今天我们也是一样。
And this is similar to us today.
做什么圣工之前, 先问一下自己有没有过圣洁的生活。
That when we take on the holy work, do we live a holy life?
我们唱诗之前。
And before we sing him,
我们唱歌赞美神之前。
Before we sing him to praise the Lord.
想一想自己在家里有没有跟家人吵架。
Think for a minute, have you quarreled with anybody at home?
如果有的话, 你不要唱诗了。
And if you have, please don't refrain from singing him.
你的嘴巴不圣洁了。
Because your lips is unclean.
我们传福音给人之前,
before you preach the gospel to people,
问问, 我的嘴巴有没有不圣洁?
Ask yourself, are your lips clean?
有没有讲是非?
Have you gossiped with your lips?
有的话你不要传了。
If you have, then refrain from preaching the gospel.
传这个没有力量的。
Because whatever you preach will be with of no strength.
你站在讲台讲道翻译之前,
and before you come up to translate for the sermon speaker,
弹钢琴之前,
before you play the piano,
就算为教会做任何的煮饭, 洗厕所之前,
or anything cooking or cleaning the washrooms,
问一下自己有没有过圣洁的生活。
Before you do that, have you lead a holy life?
如果没有的话,
if you have not,
先休息,
please take a break.
先把自己的生命改变。
And you must change your life.
就像利未人很多啊, 但是不能马上服侍。
And you see that time, there were a lot of Levites, and they cannot serve God at that time.
西西家教说, 你们先自己。
So Hezekiah said, you must consecrate yourself first.
才可以配得为神做工。
Only then you are worthy to work for the Lord.
那么圣殿里面有什么东西不圣洁的呢?
So what are the things in the temple that are not clean?
我们看回来二十八章。
Let us turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 28.
28章的第二十四节。
Verse 24. Chapter 28 verse 24. Hazes gathered together the finishing from the temple of God and took them away. And he shut the door of the Lord's temple and shut up altars of every street corners in Jerusalem. Verse 25. In every town of Judea, he built high places to burn sacrifices to other gods and provoked the Lord, the God of his father, to anger.
很可能啊，圣殿里面呢已经很多偶像，因为全国都在拜偶像。
And perhaps there are many gods in the temple because everybody is worshiping other gods.
所以这个时候呢，西西家要把通通这种东西拿走。
And so King Hezekiah gathered all this and take them away.
我们看第二十九章第十六节。
Let us 29 verse 16. Chapter 29 verse 16. The priest went into the sanctuary of the Lord to purify it. They took out to the courtyard of the Lord's temples everything unclean that they found in the temple of the Lord. The Levite took it and carried out of the Kondrom Valley.
这里圣经告诉我们，利未人自洁了。
And here the Bible tells us, now the Levite has consecrated themselves.
然后他们就去洁净圣殿。
And then they go and purify the temple.
哇，发觉很多在圣殿里面不应该有的东西。
And they discovered there are many things that are not supposed to be in the temple.
拿去丢掉。
And they took it away and throw them away.
就好像大扫除一样。
It's just like a general cleaning.
我们把那些垃圾啦、脏的、坏的、不应该有东西放到中间，一起拿去丢掉。
Anything that are dirty, not working, we gather together in the center and throw them away.
我们家里都会做这个事。
We do this cleaning in our house.
属灵上也是一样。
Spiritually wise, we do the same.
谁是神的殿？
Who is God's temple?
第一，我们的身体是神的殿。
First, Our body is the temple of God.
如果我们想在2009年得到神很大的祝福的话，
If in the year 2009 you want to receive great blessing from God,
我们看看在我们的身体里面哪一些不干净的东西，不应该有的思想，把它拿走。
We must look into our heart and see whatever that is unclean and take them away.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians
第五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多前书第五章
First Corinthians chapter 5
第六章对不起
chapter 6
第六章十八节
chapter 6 verse 18 flee from sexual immorality all other sin a man commit are outside his body but he who sins sexually sins against his body
第十九节
verse 19 do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?Who is in you, whom you have received from God, you are not your own.
这里说我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
Here says that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
最能够把这个圣殿污秽的就是淫行。
And what can defile our body is sexual immorality.
这个世界被称为淫乱的时代。
And this world is a world of immorality.
电视里面的是淫乱的材料。
You look at the televisions, all materials are like this.
网上呢是淫乱的材料。
And in the internet.
所以我们如果要得到神的祝福的话。
So if we want to receive blessing from God.
我们的远避淫行。
We must prepare ourselves.
但是怎么远避淫行呢？
How do you prepare yourself to avoid?
要从我们的眼睛开始。
We must start from our eyes.
从我们的心开始。
From our heart.
很多青年参加 NYTS 之前。
And many youth before they attended NYTS,
他们都知道自己的软弱
and they know their own weaknesses.
偷偷看那些网上的色情
and they quietly went into the internet to look at dirty sites.
Download 一大堆这种不干净的东西
and they downloaded a lot of dirty material.
但是来参加神训班
and they came to the NYTS.
道理来刺他的心
but the truth.Pierced into their heart,
被圣灵充满
and they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
知道他们要重生跟神建立关系
and they know that they must reestablish their relationship with God again.
所以他怎么做呢？
And so what did they do?
他洁净圣殿
So he must cleanse his temple.
洁净圣殿，先洁净电脑
Before he cleans his temple, he must clean his computer.
你心里想什么？看看你的电脑就知道了。
And whatever in your mind, you just look at the computer.
电脑里面都是电影的，你整天在想电影。
Because if your computer is full of movie, every day you would think of movies.
电脑里面都是那种色情的东西了，整天都在想淫乱的事情。
And if your computer is full of dirty things, and all day you will be dirty things in your mind.
电脑里面都是流行曲的，整天都在想流行曲。
And if your computer has popular music, it will be popular music in your mind all day.
电脑里面只有股票的资料的话，整天都在想股票。
And if your computer has stocks, and therefore your mind will be full of stocks.
今天你不告诉人那你想什么，你电脑里面有什么，就是代表你心里面在想什么。
And you don't have to tell us what is in your mind, because all we have to do is to look at the computers.
所以要过一个圣洁的生活。
So in order to live a holy life,
先对付自己的电脑。
We must treat the computer first.
然后清洗自己的心。
Then, awaken your heart.
就像当时七夕家一样，把圣殿清干净了。
And just like King Hezekiah, he cleansed the temple.
我们再看回来这个列王历代之下二十八章啊。
And let us turn back to Second Chronicles chapter 28,
第十六节
，verse 16.
这也说他们把那些垃圾聚集在一起的时候啊，往外面丢啊。
And so here tell us that they gathered all this thing and threw it outside.
污秽之物搬到耶和华院内之后呢，然后利未人接走了，搬到外头西伦谷西里面呢。
Chapter 28 was 16, and they have taken outside to the Kidron Valley.
告诉我们什么
？What does it tell us?
圣殿是干净的地方。
Temple is a clean place.
不应该有不干净的事情。
And it should not have dirty things in the church.
今天也是一样。
And it is applied to us today.
我们教会是圣洁的地方。
Our church is a holy place.
也不应该有不圣洁的事情。
And there must not be any unholy matters.
若有不圣洁的事情。
If there are unholy matters,
一定要处理。
We must stop it.
一定要除掉。
We must deal with it.
一定要停止。
We must stop it.
不可让它发酵。
We must not let it spread out.
就像病毒，把它拿走，把它隔离。
It's just like your virus in your computer. You must stop it and isolate it.
因为不应该有的地方。
Because it's supposed not to be here.
同样，我们人的心也是一样。
And similarly in our heart.
如果有不应该有的意念
，If you have the thought that's not supposed to be there,
把它丢走。
You must cast it out.
奉主耶稣圣名把它拿走。
In the name of Jesus, you cast it out.
有脾气不好。
If you have bad tempers,
不应该属于这个圣殿的。
And the bad temper should not be in this temple.
有苦毒在心里面。
If you have jealousy,
bitterness.
A bitterness.
不应该属于这个圣殿的。
The bitterness do not be in this temple.
有怀疑。
If you have suspicions,
doubt. 不应该属于这个圣殿的。
And doubt should not be in this temple.
有嫉妒纷争。
If you have dissension, jealousy,
不应该属于这个圣殿。
It should not be in this temple.
把它丢走。
You must cast it out.
才是得到祝福的。
Then you will receive blessing.
好了，丢走之后呢？
Then after you have taken them away.
第二点。
Second point.
西西家就跟利未人说，我们现在要跟神立约。
And now the Levite said, we will now make a covenant with God.
二十九章第十节。
Chapter 29, verse 10. Now I intend to make a covenant with the Lord, the God of Israel, so that this fierce anger will turn away from us.
西西家说，现在我心中有意，要跟神立约。
So King Hezekiah said to himself, Now I intend to make a new covenant with God.
为什么要跟神立约呢？
Why would he want to make a covenant with God?
因为神跟人所立的约早就被打破了。
Because the covenant that God made with man has already been broken.
合约一个打破了，一定有一方会不高兴的。
The contract was broken. There must be one party that is not happy.
被打破的那一方一定不高兴了。
The one that broke the covenant was not happy.
神跟人立约，希望人听他的话。
God made covenant with man and hoping man will listen to him.
但是人去拜偶像。
But however, man went to worship God.
神发怒。
Idols.
所以人跟神的关系不好啊，一定有一方。来破坏了他跟神所立的约。
So the relationship between man and God was broken. There must be a party that broke it.
就跟婚姻一样。
It's just like marriage.
为什么婚姻会破裂
？Why is a marriage broken?
或者是婚姻感情不好
？Or why is a relationship in a marriage is gone bad?
一定是有一方自己先把约打破了。
There must be one party that broke the marriage vow.
现在西西就要告诉百姓。
And here Hezekiah told the people.
现在我们要再次跟神立约。
That now we're going to make a covenant with the Lord.
我们要答应神，不能再离开神。
We must promise God that we will not depart from God.
这样神的怒气才可以在我身上转消。
And so that the fierce anger will turn away from us.
现在我们想一想。
Let us ponder today.
在我们身上呢，是神的恩典呢，还是神的怒气？
On earth, is it the blessing of God or the fierce anger of God?
很多人他不知道。
Many people didn't even realize that.
拼命在求恩典。
They kept seeking for blessing.
得不到。
And yet they do not receive.
他在问为什么我得不到恩典。
And yet they ask, why didn't I receive blessing?
我要的是恩典呢。
And what I wanted was grace.
他不知道神的怒气可能还在他身上。
And perhaps they've forgotten that God's anger is still on them.
如果神的怒气还在那个人身上的话，
If the fierce anger of God is still on this person,
那怎么可能得到神的恩典呢？
Then how could this person receive blessing?
如果神对我们是生气的话，
If God is angry with us,
我们一定要把神的怒气来解决掉。
And we must deal with the anger of God.
怎么做呢？
How do we do it?
一定要悔改。
We must first repent.
真正的悔改。
Truly repent.
然后跟神立约。
Then make a covenant with God.
神啊，我不会再得罪你了。
That God, I will not wrong against you.
我以前做的不好。
That in the past I have done wrong.
求你给我机会。
May you give me a chance.
我有立志。
I'm determined.
讨你的喜欢。
To seek your pleasing.
我们看腓立比书。
Let us turn to Philippians.
二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第十三节。
Verse 13. Philippians chapter
二章十三节。
Chapter 2 verse 13. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13. For it is God who works in you and will and to act accordingly to his good purpose.
你要洁净圣殿，一定要立志。
And if you want to cleanse the temple, you must make determination.
刚刚把地方扫好了。
And you have just cleaned up the place.
你就立志不要把它弄脏了。
And you must determine not to dirty it again.
扫得那么辛苦。
And you have spent so much time on this.
常常在悔改。
And you have always repented.
悔改完之后就回来做一样的事。
And when after you repented, you repeat to do the same thing again.
那悔改来做什么？
Then what's the use of repenting?
所以既然要悔改，就要立志。
So since you're determined to repent, you must make determination.
不要把这个地方再弄脏。
That you must not dirty this place again.
不要再跟以前一样。
And do not do the same thing again.
这几天我跟几个青年讲话。
And these few days, I have discussion with the youth.
有些青年告诉我。
And they told us
我今年要好好找一份工作。
That I'm going to look for a job.
我要多来聚会。
And I will come to church regularly.
有些青年告诉我。
And some youth tell me
我要立志为我的婚姻祷告。
And I must determine to pray for my marriage.
我长大了，我想结婚了。
Now I am mature, I wanted to get married.
我说你有没有为你婚姻祷告？
So I asked him, did you pray for your marriage?
我说没有啊。
He said, no.
我说你没有为婚姻祷告，你就想神祝福你的婚姻。
And since you did not pray, and how could you ask God to bless your blessing, your marriage?
你要为婚姻祷告。
You must pray for your marriage.
好，那我立志每天为自己的婚姻祷告。
And he said, okay, I will pray for my marriage.
有些姐妹告诉我。
And some sister told me.
我立志在教堂里面行婚礼。
That I must, I determine to
wedding in the church.
To hold my wedding in the church.
我得到神的祝福。
And to receive blessing from God.
这个就是立志。
And this is all determination.
我们要在属灵上有立志。
And also in our spiritually, we must also make determination.
我们不要一年过一年，一个月过一个月，很快就一年过去了。
We must not waste our time year by year, month by month, because time passed very fast.
没有目标。
Don't live a life with no goal.
我们要有立志。
We must make determination.
我立志今年把圣经读一次。
We must determine to read the whole Bible this year.
我立志每天祷告。
We must determine
半个小时。
To pray for half an hour every day.
我立志2009年要带一个人来信主。
And in the year 2009, I'm determined to bring one truth seeker to the church.
我立志2009年一次安息日都不缺席。
And I'm determined in year 2009, I will not miss any Sabbath day.
我立志2009年我要奉献十分之一。
And I'm determined in year 2009 to make tithes.
这个就是立志。
And these are all determination.
这是跟神立约。
And these are covenant with God.
神啊，我答应你，我要这样做。
And God, I'm promised to do this.
这会得到神的祝福了。
Then you will receive blessing from God.
我们今天也是一样。
And this is today. This is similar to us today.
再来。
Next.
我们看回来二十九章。
Let's turn back to chapter 29.
历代志下二十九章。
Second Chronicle chapter 29.
十八节。
Verse 18.
二十九章十八节。
Chapter 29, verse 18.
我们再来看第十七节啊。
Let's turn, go back to verse 17. There began the consecration on the first day of the first month, and by the eighth day of the month, they reached the portico of the Lord. For eight more days, they consecrate the temple of the Lord itself, finishing on the 16th day of the first month.
你看哦，他们总共啊清了十六天了，才清得完呢。
You see here that have taken 16 days to complete the work.
这个圣殿有多脏啊，知不知道？
So it tells us how dirty is this temple.
东西是这样，你不打扫它，不觉得它脏。
A home is like that. If you don't clean up, do cleaning, you don't know how dirty it is.
越打扫越发觉，哇，脏的东西那么多。
And the more you clean, and the more you discover there are more things to be cleaned.
因为之前都封起来了。
Because the things have been closed up and you don't see it.
里面怎么脏也不知道。
So you don't know what's inside.
哎，但是一打开了。
So when you open up.
哇，用了八天，用了七天来清里面的圣殿那里。
And it takes 8 days to do all this.
到第八天清外面的走道。
And on the 8 days they come to the portico.
说实在，我们教会也是一样啊。
And this is same as today in the church.
我们教会一个礼拜用很多次啊。
And today, a week.We use this church many times in the week.
我们打扫除的时候发现说，哇，其实很多地方需要打扫的。
And once you start cleaning, there are many places that need to be cleaned.
我们人也是一样。
Same as human beings.
我们不灵修。
If we do not
cultivate
ourselves, do not pray,
不读圣经，
do not read the Bible,
封起来，
and it's just like closing up yourself.
都很好啊。
And it may appear
没有什么不好啊。
Outwardly,
我一个礼拜是来一次啊。
Very good, and that you come to church every week.
没有打扫都很好。
If you don't start cleaning, it appears to be okay.
门打开看看。
Let us open the door and you can see inside.
进到自己里面的内心看看。
Go into your inner self and have a look.
进到我们每一个意念看一看。
And look at your thoughts.
进到我们每一分钟看一看。
And look at them every minute.
太脏了。
It is very dirty.
难怪主耶稣不能用我们。
No wonder Jesus does not use us.
难怪得不到神的福气。
No wonder we have not received blessing from God.
清了两个礼拜才清了十六天才清干净。
And here it took them 16 days to finish the job.
感谢主。
But however, thanks the Lord.
这也告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
无论怎么脏，只要你清的话，一定会清得干净。
No matter how dirty it is, once you clean it, are determined to clean it, it will be clean.
无论你有什么坏习惯。
No matter what bad temper, bad habits you have,
只要你肯改,
as long as you determine to change,
只要你肯靠住,
as long as you rely on God,
哪一种坏习惯都好,
any kind of bad habits,
哪一种坏的个性都好,
any bad character you may have,
你靠着主耶稣就清它,
relying on the Lord to cleanse it away,
一定可以清干净,
certainly you will clean it away.
看看你有没有这个决心,
it all depends whether you have this determination.
西西家很有决心,
King Hezekiah has that determination.
清, 清干净。
Start the cleaning.
把它丢掉，不要再回来。
And throw it away, and do not want to see it again.
之后呢，他们就发觉啊，哎，有一些东西啊，放在旁边很久了，这个是圣殿的一些器皿啊。
And later on, they found that there are articles, that belongs to the temple were there.
啊，然后把它找出来。
And they then look, and then they clean it.
把它擦干净。
Then they took it and clean it.
重新放在它本身应该有的地方。
And once again, they restore it where it should be belong.
十八节。
Verse 18. Then they went into King Hezekiah and reported, "We have purified the entire building of the Lord, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the table of setting out the consecrated bread." With all its articles.
19.
It was 19. We have prepared and consecrated all the articles that King Hazard removed in his unfaithfulness while he was a king. And they are now in front of the Lord's altar.
啊，哈斯啊，以前呢，把圣殿弄得很脏。
King Hazard did the temple very much dirty.
把很多脏东西带到圣殿里面。
And he also brought a lot of dirty things into the temple.
然后圣殿那些圣洁的器皿呢，就丢在旁边不用它。
And the holy article have been left aside and been ignored.
今天我们人也是一样。
And today, same for us.
我们每一个人都有这两样事情。
And in us, there are two things.
我们有本来的应该可以给神用的那个部分。
The basic thing in our heart, we can serve God.
但是因为外来的东西太脏了。
But however, the things from outside has came so dirty.
外来的东西给它充满了之后。
And the dirty things that fill into our heart.
那个本来可以被神用的部分就没有用了。
So the basic thing in our heart that can be used by God will not no longer be useful.
本来我们可能很有口才的。
And perhaps we have,
可以讲道了，可以翻译的。
Have the ability to translate or give sermon.
因为生活不圣洁。
But however, our daily life is unholy.
神怎么可以用？
So how can God use us?
很多方面都是一样。
And many areas in our life is the same.
所以这里说，他们把东西清干净的时候，再把那些器皿拿出来就可以用了。
And so here he says that they cleanse all the articles and utensils, and then it can be used.
放到原位上。
And they put back where it should belong.
我们看提摩太后书二章二十二节。
Let us turn back to Second Timothy.
二章二十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 22. Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 22.
二章二十一节。
Sorry. Chapter 2 verse 21. If a man cleanse himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for the noble, purposes made holy, useful for the master, and prepared to do any good work.
这里圣经告诉我们，每一个人都像一个器皿一样。
Here the Bible tells us, all of us are like a utensil.
我们每个人都有用。
We have all very useful.
每个信徒都很有用。
All members are very useful.
老的、中年的、青年的、小朋友都有用。
Whether all young or middle age or young, they're all useful.
有的有体力。
And some have the strength.
有的有青春。
Some have the youth.
有的有钱财。
And some have the money.
有一些有才干。
And some has the skill.
但是呢，圣经说。怎么样才可以被神所用？
But the Bible tells us how we can be used by Him.
干净才有办法被神所用。
Only when we are clean, we can be used.
啊，所以弄干净了，这个身为圣洁，合乎所用。
So only when we are clean, then we can be useful for God's purposes.
今天我们讲一个问题哦。
So today, let us ask a question.
神什么时候才可以大大的动工？
When can God work mightily with us?
神不是不想动工。
It's not that God didn't want to start His work.
神找不到可以用的器皿。
God couldn't use any useful utensil.
这个太脏了，怎么可以用？
This one is too dirty. How can you use it?
心里面的都是不好的事情。
All inside there is all dirty.
这个那么骄傲，里面都满了，我再怎么装东西进去？
And this one is so proud. And how can I feel anything inside?
这个跟人家不能合得来，那我怎么用它？
And this one cannot be harmonious with others. And so how could I use him?
这个自我中心那么强。我怎么来教他？
And this one here is self-centered, and so how can I use him?
神找不到合乎可用的器皿啊。
And so God couldn't find any useful utensil.
但是当我们洁净了圣殿之后，
But after we cleanse the temple,
整个圣殿弄干净了，
the whole temple been cleansed.
每一个器皿都是干净的，
then every utensil will be clean.
所以我们2009年有这个立志。
So in the year 2009, we must make this determination.
我们要成为主所用的器皿。
We must determined to be used by God as a utensil.
你看东西丢在旁边没有用，浪费它的价值。
So if a utensil been kept aside, its value will be useless.
我们希望上一个没有用的器皿脏了丢旁边吗？
And if
我们希不希望自己成为一个脏的器皿，没有用的丢旁边呢？
Do you wish to be a dirty vessel and to be cast aside?
有时候看到。我们就碗嘛，有时候我们碗都不想马上洗啊，哎呀，隔天再洗。其实越隔天越不想洗，越隔天觉得哎呀很恶心啊，那油啦那些都是里面有臭。
Sometimes you look at our plates, in the kitchen, it been you leave it for a day, for two days and three days, the oil are so oily and you don't even want to use it anymore.
我去过一个青年的家里访问了，他的碗呢一个礼拜都没有洗，都堆在那边。
So I went to visit a youth and his plate was there for a week and has never been cleansed.
一个礼拜才洗一次碗。
And he only washed his dishes once a week.
我 去到他家里找个杯子喝水都找不到。
And I couldn't find a cup in his house to drink.
没有可以用的。
And nothing I can find to use.
都在那边了，但是不能用。
It's all been in the kitchen sink and it's not clean and so therefore not able to use it.
我们想不想被神用？
So do we want to be used by God?
你想想看，被神用有多好。
Think how wonderful it is to be used by God.
帮神扫地，帮神铲雪，都是多荣耀的工作。
And to sweep the floor, to shovel the snow, they are all God's work.
我们要准备自己。
We must prepare ourselves.
到最后,
in the end,
我们看回来, 29章,
let us turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 29.
29章 29节,
29 verse 29. 29. When the offerings were finished, the king and everyone present with him knelt down and worshipped.
这里告诉我们，他们洁净了圣殿之后呢，就叫献祭了。
And that here tells us that after they have cleansed the temple, they are making offerings.
如果从21节开始看，他们献了很多的祭物来赎罪，然后献了很多祭物给神。
And from verse 21, we can read that they have made a lot of sacrifices for the Lord.
那个祭物太多了。
And there were many sacrifices.
我们看32节。
Let us look at 32, verse 32. The number of burnt offerings the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 male lambs. All of them were burnt offerings to the Lord.
这里告诉我们了，他们一下子就奉献那么多动物出来了。
Here tells us, all of a sudden, there's so many offerings for the Lord.
圣经告诉我们什么？
So what does it tell us?
圣殿,
the temple,
过去封闭了。
In the past, it was sealed.
好像没有人理了。
And nobody cares, it seems.
连聚会都没有人了，哪里有钱奉献？
And when people were not attending services, then how could offerings be made?
祭司都没有饭吃了，哪有人做圣工？
And the priests do not have work.
圣工完全停顿。
And the holy work was stopped.
但是呢，信心回来了。
But now, the faith has returned.
一切都有了。
Everything they have.
有信心的钱就拿出来了。
When they have faith, money can be donated.
你说没有钱吗?
So you look here, do they not have money?
很多钱。
They have a lot of money.
之前是没有信心而已。
In the past, they did not have faith.
所以也不管圣殿了。
So they do not care about the temple.
有信心就有钱。
Only when they have faith, they have money.
所以教会做圣工也是一样。
And this is similar to the church work.
我们不要担心说，哎呀，经济不好了。
And we do not worry that the economy is bad.
哎呀，信徒都没有工作了。
And that the members are not having any work.
或是收入减少了。
And the income or offerings has been reduced.
也不用担心。
We must not be worried.
该做的圣工还是要去做。
The things that we must do, we will do.
该花的钱还是要花。
And the thing that we must spend, it will be spent.
只要有信心。
As long as we have the faith.
有信心的话，神会祝福百姓。
When they have faith, God bless the people.
然后百姓得到祝福，他们也会拿出来。
And when they receive blessing, they will start to make offerings.
一下子有信心的就拿出那么多东西来奉献。
You look here, all of a sudden, they have so many offerings for God.
你看34节。
And we continue to look at verse 34. The priests, however, were too few to skin all the burnt offering. So their kinsmen, the Levite, helped them until the task was finished and until other priests had been consecrated, for the Levite had been more conscientious in consecrating themselves than the priests had been.
祭司太少。
There were not enough of priests.
为什么祭司太少呢?
Why didn't they have enough of priests? Because there were so, all of a sudden, there were so much animals.
以前献祭的皮都要先翻出来的。
In the past, they must first skin the animal first.
这个很发功夫的。
And it takes a lot of time and skill.
这里告诉我们一个很烦，圣工很大动工的一个现象。
And here it tells us, holy work, God worked mightily in this holy work.
圣工多到做不来,
until they could not catch up with the work.
奉献多到处理不没有办法处理.
There were so much offerings that they couldn't handle it.
有点像那个奉献箱，能满出来的那个财物都来不及收钱，就大家拼命要塞进去那种感觉.
It's just like the feeling when the offering box is full, and that when people want to make offerings, you couldn't even squeeze in your envelope.
因为人的心呢被激动了。
because their heart has been motivated by God. And we all hope to be like
this.
And why here the priest was too few? Actually, there was not too few. Many of them just listened and did not put it into action. And they did not have the determination. The Levite have a higher status.
And
they are well versed with the Bible.
但是有时候听了就算了。
But however, sometimes they just listen and that's it.
没有放在心上。
They did not put it into heart.
反而是普通的利未人呢?
And on the other hand, the ordinary Levites.
本来只是在圣殿里面担担水啊，砍砍柴的那些呢，小角色呢。
And those that cut woods and bring waters.
哦，他们听到西西家的话，有在洁净自己。
And they have heard the word of King Hezekiah, and they begin to cleanse themselves.
所以神的工作来了。
And so the work of God has come upon them.
圣工是不会等人的。
The holy work does not wait for man.
You are not ready, you go out.
If you are not ready, you'll be out.
圣工要给你做，但是你没有圣洁，神不会等你说啊，那你不要，我找别人去做。
Because the holy work is there, and you're not holy, and God will seek other people.
本来利未人不会碰到这个工作的，不会剥这个皮的，但是因为没有祭司啊，所以他们来做。
The Levite actually does not skin animals, but however, they do not have enough people, so they take on the task.
这个告诉我们一个很大的一个警戒啊。
And here it tells us an important warning.
不要说我信主多久了。
Don't tell us that we have been a believer for many years.
传到了这个道理，我看了题目，我就知道你下一句要讲什么。
And that you think that even the preacher put out the sermon titles and you know the story already.
我什么讲习会没有听过。
And I have been through all kind of seminar.
如果这样态度的话,
if you have that such an attitude,
听了但是没有放在心上,
that even though you listen, it would not be in your heart,
没有自己的话,
and you would not be able to make determination,
神的福气还是跟我们没份的,
and then the blessing of God will have no part with
us.
And on the other hand, if you look at the newly baptized,
对道理不懂的,
that those are not familiar with the Bible,
但是很可慕,
but however, they thirst for the truth.
他们要把道理施行出来。
And they will want to act out the truth.
到最后呢?
And in the end,
圣殿洁净了,
that the temple are cleansed.
我们知道, 洁净圣殿的目的是为了要奉献。
And we know that the purpose of cleansing the temple is to make offerings.
这是很重要的。
And this is a very important point.
洁净圣殿不是用来好看的而已。
Cleansing the temple is not for show.
我们过圣洁的生活不是为了让我们说告诉别人说我很圣洁。
And we live a holy life is not to tell others that I am holy.
如果这样的话就是我们很骄傲。
If that's the purpose, we are proud.
我们不是为了要表现很圣洁而过很圣洁的生活呢。
And we are not live a holy life to show others that we are holy.
我们要过圣洁生活因为我们要侍奉。
We live a holy life because we want to serve the Lord.
我们要献给神。
We want to offer to God.
希望神可以用,
and we hope that God will use us.
结果神真的用了,
and here, finally, God used them.
很多人奉献了,
and many people made offerings.
到最后,
and in the end,
36节,
verse 36, Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced at what God has brought about for his people, because it was done so quickly.
这是圣经告诉我们。 西西家还有全民都甚喜乐。And
here tells us King Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced.
因为在他们中间有一个属灵的改革。Because
among them there was a spiritual reformer.
本来圣殿被丢弃了。
Initially the temple was abandoned.
圣殿重开了。And
now the temple was opened.
本来很脏了。
Actually, before it was dirty.
现在变成很干净了。And
now it's clean.
本来很没有用的,
before it was useless.
现在很有用了,
and now it's useful.
本来大家信心很软弱的,
before they were so weak.
现在大家很热心的,
and now they are all very zealous.
这样才会喜乐,
only then they will rejoice.
所以你想不想 2009年很喜乐呢?
And think if you, do you want joyce in the year 2009?
如果想不想在这一年得到神的祝福呢?
And if you think and do you want to be blessed by God?
如果想的话,
and if you wish.
正月的第一个,
and the first month and the
我们要来洁净圣殿.
First week we must come to cleanse the temple.
我们唱诗 364首.
Let's sing hymn 364.